Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. Well, here we go for another week. We're going to start off this time with audio-described performances, and that's because there have been some things added to the listing since last we spoke. Of course, audio description involves the accessibility of the visual images of theater, television, movies, and other art forms for people who are blind or have low vision or who are otherwise visually impaired. It is a narration service provided at no additional charge to the patron. Okay, Sunday, October 9th, Skylight, which is Burning Coal Theater, Murphy School Auditorium in Raleigh. Sunday, October 9th as well, Oklahoma, Cary Players Community Theater at 3 p.m. Here's one addition for this time around. Wednesday, October 19th, it's Love Jones, the musical, Durham Performing Arts Center at 7:30. Saturday, October 22nd, Nickel and Dimed. This is a Justice Theater project, St. Francis of Assisi on Leesville Road in Raleigh. Performance is at 2 o'clock. Sunday, October 23rd, Holes, Cary Youth Theater, Cary Arts Center at 3 o'clock. And here are the three of the four new ones. Tuesday, October 25th, The Crucible, Playmakers Repertory Company, Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill. Arthur Miller's landmark play has gripped audiences for decades, but couldn't be more timely today. Playmakers crowns its 40th anniversary with a fresh look at this masterful drama exploring the slippery slope of mass hysteria. This piece will be best appreciated by patrons 12 years and older. Saturday, October 29th, Fun Home, Durham Performing Arts Center at 8. Every once in a while, a Broadway musical comes along that surprises, moves, and excites audiences in ways only a true landmark musical can. Fun Home was the event of the Broadway season, receiving raves from critics and audiences alike, winning 5 2015 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. And the last one on the list currently, Sunday, November 6th, A Charlie Brown Christmas and Jingle Bell Jukebox. This is Raleigh Little Theater at 5 p.m. Two holiday musicals presented together. A Charlie Brown Christmas is the classic animated television special that comes to life in this faithful stage adaptation. Charlie Brown, Snoopy, and the rest of the Peanuts gang grapple with the real meaning of Christmas. Accompanied by a delightful medley of seasonal songs, this show will have the whole family singing along and put you in the holiday spirit. Now, Jingle Bell Jukebox takes place in the 50s. Wanting to get into the Christmas spirit, the Peanuts gang meets at the soda shop to play some lively holiday tunes on the jukebox. Their singing and dancing enthusiasm is contagious. Some of the selections are familiar, some are new, but all of them will get your feet tapping. That's at Raleigh Little Theater, Sunday, November 6th, A Charlie Brown Christmas, and Jingle Bell Jukebox. The performance starts at 5 p.m. The Chinese Lantern Festival is coming up, another holiday event. The beautiful Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival, which transformed Booth Amphitheater in Cary into a holiday wonderland, returns this season. Tickets are on sale now. The 7-week event runs November 25th to January 15th. The festival includes more than 20 all-new displays, each one comprised of hundreds of parts and thousands of LED lights. The giant Chinese dragon also returns to Symphony Lake. This year, organizers plan to add cultural performances and arts and crafts. Tickets are $10 for ages 3 to 17 and $15 for adults. Kids 2 and under are free. Red Hat Amphitheater has a couple of things going on, has one more concert, and that's Friday, October 7th, Chance the Rapper, Red Hat Amphitheater on South McDowell Street in Raleigh. Two more events at Carrie's Cocobooth Amphitheater on Regency Parkway. Wednesday, October 5th, it is Acoustic Manor, Pickin' in the Pines series. And Friday, October 7th, Alabama, with the Charlie Daniel Band. Pinecone's Down Home Concert Series also returns. Friday, January 6th, it's Sierra Hall, Fletcher Opera Theater. It's set for 8 p.m. Thursday, February 9th, the Kruger Brothers with Contras Quartet. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall. Friday, February 24th, Dom Flemons with Kaia Cater and Jerron Blind Boy Paxton. Friday, March 31st, Billy Strings, Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, April 7th, Mountain Fair, Fletcher Opera Theater. And Friday, April 21st, Sarah Giraz, Fletcher Opera Theater. And I'll go into more detail about these concerts as the time approaches. North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh, Saturday and Sunday, November 12 and 13. It's the Paderewski Piano Festival. The festival honors Ignacy Paderewski, the celebrated Polish pianist, composer, and political figure who performed in Raleigh and Durham several times between the two world wars. Sunday, December 4th, at the Museum of Art, it's the Triangle Jewish Chorale, a rare opportunity to hear two original pieces commissioned by the Triangle Jewish Chorale and written by North Carolina composers. Sunday, December 11th, it's the holiday concert at the Museum of Art featuring the Raleigh Flute Choir, a festival concert of seasonal favorites. The Raleigh Flute Choir creates a tapestry of musical colors by using the full range of flutes from piccolo to contrabass. The ensemble has produced 4 CD recordings and has performed across the southeastern U.S. and at the White House. The Sights and Sounds on Sundays series returns to the Museum of Art. All performances are at 3 p.m. In November, it's the Chanterelle Trio, January 22nd. Amphion Percussion, March 5th, Cello Forum, April 23rd, Raleigh Camerata, and May 14th, Blue Mountain Ensemble. I'll get more into detail about the Sights and Sounds on Sundays series as those dates approach. Okay, a couple of things added to the PNC Arena lineup. Of course, Thursday, October 27th, it is Alan Jackson. All tickets priced $55.50. Concert starts at 7:30. Special guest is Lauren Elena. Alan Jackson's Keeping It Country Tour finds the country icon performing hits that have gained him legions of longtime fans and songs that continue to draw new crowds. Friday, November 4th, Raleigh Music Festival featuring Keith Sweat, Mint Condition, KC and JoJo, and Avant. Tickets are priced $49 to $125. Thursday, December 8th through Sunday, December 11th, Disney on Ice presents Fall of Your Heart. Wednesday, December 14th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve, The Best of Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and more. Saturday, January 7th, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Fans of all ages can enjoy edge of your seat action 8 seconds at a time at Cinch World's Toughest Radio. Tickets range from $18 to $75 plus fees. Friday, January 27th, get ready for a few laughs, the comedy Get Down. Numerous motion picture appearances, countless television shows, sitcoms and stand-up specials, a talk show, 3 radio shows, and 3 books. Cedric the Entertainer, Eddie Griffin, D.L. Hughley, George Lopez, and Charlie Murphy have been breaking ground in the comedy business and bringing the laughs for decades. This is a once-in-a-lifetime chance to see 5 members of comedy royalty come together for the comedy event of the year. Tickets range from $46.75 to $86.75 plus fees. Saturday and Sunday, January 28th and 29th, it's Monster Jam. And then Friday, April 7th, Jeff Dunham and the Perfectly Unbalanced Tour. NC State Center Stage and University Theater. They've got the Kid Stuff series, 2 events coming up. Both shows are most appropriate for children engaged in grades kindergarten through 4th. Saturday, October 29th, Click Clack Moo. When his granddaughter Jenny comes for a visit, Farmer Brown declares the farm a tech-free zone. He puts her laptop in the cold barn along with the shivering cows, who use her computer to type messages requesting blankets. No way, replies Farmer Brown, no blankets. So the cows go on strike and the chickens join the cows in solidarity. No blankets, no milk, no eggs. Will Farmer Brown give in to the animals' demands? Will Jenny get her computer back? Find out in the hilariously moving musical about negotiation and compromise. This is at Stewart Theater, NC State University, at 3 o'clock on Saturday, October 29th. And then on Saturday, March 4th, it's Teacher from the Black Lagoon and Other Storybooks. Dance program concerts at Stewart Theater, 8 o'clock, NC State University. Thursday and Friday, November 17 and 18, it's the fall concert. Thursday and Friday, March 23rd and 24th, Panoramic Dance Project Concert. Thursday and Friday, April 6 and 7, it's the NCSU Dance Company Concert. Music Department events also at Stewart Theater. Thursday, November 3rd, it's the Wind Ensemble at 7. Friday, November 4th, Fall Chorale Collage at 7. Sunday, November 6th, Raleigh Civic Chamber Orchestra at 4. Thursday, November 10th, Jazz Ensemble 1. And 2 events on Saturday, November 12th, Pipes and Drums, that's at Tom Stafford Commons. Also on the 12th, Ladies in Red at 7. Duke performances coming up Thursday, October 6th, Mivos Quartet. And Friday, October 7th, it's Saul Williams and the Mivos Quartet. Saturday, October 8th, Zakir Hussain and Niladri Kumar. Zakir is a peerless genius of the tabla, the rhythmic heart of Indian classical music. And Kumar is a young innovator who plays with a silky smoothness that draws gasps of wonder. That from the London Evening Standard. It's Page Auditorium at 8 o'clock on the 8th. Friday, October 14th, it's Blonde Redhead featuring American Contemporary Music Ensemble, Misery is a Butterfly. Blonde Redhead was born through a chance meeting between Japanese frontwoman Kazu Makino and Italian twin brothers Simone and Amadeo Pace in New York City in 1993. Since then, they've released 9 albums with Makino and Amadeo's dreamlike vocals floating over a driving cinematic soundtrack. With a contemporary sound unlike any other group playing then or now, they are one of the most revered and inventive independent rock bands of the last decade. That, from the Los Angeles Times, this concert is at Reynolds Industries Theater. Saturday, October 15th, Belcia Quartet. Thursday, October 20th, Ian Bostridge, tenor, and Thomas Adey, aides, and on piano. Saturday, October 22nd, South Dakota Chorale. This is at Duke Chapel. Friday, October 28th, it's the Trisha Brown Dance Company. In Plain Sight at Sarah P. Duke Gardens, day one. And Saturday, October 29th, Trisha Brown Dance Company again in Plain Sight at Nasher Museum of Art. All right, moving to the Carolina Performing Arts at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall. Wednesday and Thursday, October 5 and 6, Zoe and Juniper. Friday, October 7th, Brooklyn Rider with Anne-Sophie Van Otter. Friday, October 14th, Richard Thompson. Named by Rolling Stone magazine as one of the top 20 guitarists of all time, Thompson is also one of the world's most critically acclaimed and prolific songwriters. His music has been recorded by artists including Robert Plant, Elvis Costello, R.E.M., Del McCoury, Bonnie Raitt, David Byrne, and Don Henley. Tuesday, October 25th, Yasu N'Dour. Through a 30-year recording career, N'Dour's roots in Senegalese traditional music and griot storytelling have remained the hallmark of his artistic personality. Friday, October 28th, it's Suzanne Dayhem, The House is Black, inspired by the works of Farrukh Farghzad, one of Iran's most influential feminist poets and filmmakers. This stirring multimedia piece sheds light on the importance of Iranian contemporary arts. Monday, November 7th, it's Isabel Faust on violin and Alexander Melnikov on piano. Thursday, November 10th, Nora Chippemeyer, I believe. For the past decade, Bessie Award-winning dancer, choreographer, and former Urban Bush Women star Nora Chippemeyer has challenged stereotypes of Africa and the black performing body, art, and aesthetic. And then on Friday, November 11th, the name I hopefully will not murder, the Steep Canyon Rangers. What does North Carolina sound like? In a state that produced Doc Watson, James Taylor, and the Abbott Brothers, there's hardly a more well-rounded answer than the Steep Canyon Rangers. All right, single event left at North Hills in the concert series of Friday Night Tributes. October 7th, it's the Clash of the Decades, 80s versus 90s. All right, North Carolina festivals and events coming up. October 6th, it's the Rockingham Plaza Jam Concert Series. On the 7th of October, October Tour Night Out. This is in Salisbury. October 7 and 8, Eastern Carolina Barbecue Throwdown in Rocky Mount. And the North Carolina Poultry Jubilee in Rose Hill. October 7th through the 9th, Hickory's Oktoberfest and Cotton Ginning Days in Dallas. October 8th, Troy Trojan Horse Festival. Also on the 8th, Tour de Pig Cycling Festival in Lexington, as well as the Mountain Glory Festival in Marion. October 8 and 9, John Blue Cotton Festival in Laurinburg, Mumfest in New Bern, Mullet Festival in Swansboro, Pleasure Island Seafood Blues and Jazz Festival in Curry Beach, and Autumn Treasures in Waxhaw. October 9th, two events, Duck Jazz Festival and the Gateway Festival in Kings Mountain. October 12th through the 15th, it's the Duplin Agribusiness Fair. That's in Keenansville. October 14 and 15, Pineville Fall Fest. October 14th through the 16th, Autumn Leaves Festival in Mount Airy. October 15th, Taylorsville Apple Festival. Holly Arts and Crafts Festival in Pinehurst, and Reidsville Fall Jubilee. October 15 and 16, it is the Lake Lure Arts and Crafts Festival and the North Carolina Oyster Festival in Ocean Isle Beach. October 15th through the 22nd, North Carolina Yam Festival in Tabor City. October 20th through the 22nd, Onslow Oktoberfest in Jacksonville. October 21 through 23, Caroline Balloon Fest in Statesville. Several events on October 22nd, Small Town USA Celebration in Troy. 33rd Annual Barbecue Festival in Lexington, NASCAR Day Festival in Randleman, and then the ENC Food, Brew, and Q Fest in Kinston. Good Night's Comedy Club, go for a few laughs, West Morgan Street in Raleigh. October 6th through the 8th, it's Nikki Glaser. Nikki first gained notoriety during Season 4 of Last Comic Standing when she advanced to the semifinals while she was still attending college. October 13th, Dan Soder, one of stand-up's funniest up-and-coming comics. October 14 and 15, J.B. Smoove. J.B. is best known as Leon from the HBO series Curb Your Enthusiasm. Rolling Stone has called his character TV's funniest character. October 20th through the 22nd, it's Adele Givens. Adele, a.k.a. the Queen, Adele, who is also known as the Queen of Comedy, has been leaving audiences in stitches for the better part of two decades. October 23rd, it is Shane Moss. Shane caught his big break in 2007, when he was awarded Best Stand-Up at the HBO U.S. Comedy Festival. October 24th, Pauly Shore. Pauly first rose to fame in the 1990s as the star of the MTV show Totally Pauly, which led to starring roles in the films Encino Man, Son-in-Law, In the Army Now, and Biodome. Tickets for Pauly's show are available for purchase only online. October 27th through the 30th, Aries Spears, as a principal cast member on Fox's hit sketch comedy show Mad TV, Aries brought a fresh, hip style to the already edgy program from the 3rd through the 10th season. Okay, already scheduled for November, Well-Read Comedy Tour, Tom Segura, Michael Blackson, Gilbert Gottfried, and Ralphie May. Now, special note, you may want to research the type of material presented by a particular performer, just in case it's not what you or your family might enjoy. By the way, all shows are rated 18 plus, so don't take the kids. Carolina Music Festival's coming up, okay, the 6th through the 9th of October, Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival in Silk Hope. October 7 and 8, Mustang Music Festival in Corolla. October 8th, Clayton Shindig in Clayton. This is in downtown Clayton. October 8th, 3B Music Festival, Union Grove. October 8 and 9, Pleasure Island Seafood Blues and Jazz Festival in Curry Beach. October 14 and 15, Old Front Porch Music Festival in Oriental. October 14 and 15, Dewey Fest. This is in Burlington. Dewey Fest is fiddler Dewey Brown's family-style bluegrass celebration. The festival is changing again this year, moving from spring to fall and scaling back from a week-long series of shows and a two-day fest to just the 2 days of shows without musicians' competitions. Festival site is Maplewood Hills. October 14th through the 22nd, Clayton Piano Festival, Clayton. The festival sites include Wagner House, Clayton Center, Cary Arts Center, and Preston Woodhull House in Benson. October 15 and 16, American Roots Music and Arts Festival in Raleigh. October 20th through the 23rd, LEAF in Black Mountain. The semi-annual LEAF, Lake Eden Arts Festival, embraces New Ageism, world music, and the outdoors at a mountain camp well-appointed for weekend festivals. That's at Camp Rockmount. November 19th, Carolina Lily Fest in New Bern, and December 15th through the 17th, a bluegrass kind of Christmas in Raleigh. And this is at the Hilton North Raleigh Midtown. Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs started late at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Thursday, October 6th, it is Julie Fallis. Her tickets start at $24. Friday, October 7th, Kathleen Madigan, the Mermaid Lady Tour. Tickets start at $26. Sunday, October 9th, Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle, the Dawn of German Romanticism. A concert starts at 3. Tickets start at $30. Wednesday, October 12th, the Wood Brothers with Patrick Sweeney. The cover of the Wood Brothers' new album, Paradise, is adorned with an illustration of a mule staring at a carrot dangling just inches in front of its mouth. The carrot, though, is hanging from a stick affixed to the mule's own head. In some ways, he's already got it, explains guitarist Oliver Wood, and in some ways, he'll never have it. That paradox is at the core of Paradise, an album about longing and desire and the ways in which the pursuit of fulfillment can keep it perpetually out of reach. Tickets start at $27.50. Saturday, October 15th, the Chick Corea Electric Band. Tickets start at $45. Again, these are events at Carolina Theater in Durham. Sunday, October 16th, Henry Rollins. Tickets start at $35. The event begins at 7 p.m. Thursday, October 20th, Scenes from Hamilton's America Free Screening. Can't stop singing the tunes from Hamilton? Then join UNCTV at the historic Carolina Theater in Durham at 7 p.m. to help kick off the 2016 PBS Arts Fall Festival. They'll play scenes from Hamilton's America, the star-studded documentary that explores 2 years leading up to the Broadway opening. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.